This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, the third day already of November 2016. We now even have Brett Baer at Fox News saying their FBI sources say that Hillary and others could be indicted very soon. That's what my sources told me last Friday. We broke that first. Here's John Bound reporting.
America is showing Hillary Clinton and her accomplices the door. The FBI is underway on not one, but five criminal investigations into the iniquitous tentacles of Hillary Clinton. They include the reopened email case, an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation, the investigation of Anthony Weiner's sexting of a 15-year-old girl, which involved Hillary aide Huma Abedin, an investigation into the Podesta Group and its ties to alleged corruption involving the former Ukrainian president, and the investigation of the Clintons' ties into the illegality of Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's foreign donation contributions from Chinese billionaire Wang Wenling. The Democrats are reaching claustrophobic levels of panic, blaming everyone under the sun but themselves.
We do know that our democracy is under assault by the KGB. I mean, to me, that's something we ought to be talking about. That's a very pertinent, relevant issue in this campaign. And people have to decide, do we want our country for ourselves or the people in charge, or are we going to let the KGB and the House Republicans decide this election?
Sorry, Mr. Carville. Failing left-leaning outpost, the New York Times reported, law enforcement officials say that none of the investigations so far have found any conclusive or direct link between Mr. Trump and the Russian government, and even hacking into Democratic emails, FBI and intelligence officials now believe was aimed at disrupting the presidential election rather than electing Mr. Trump. But Hillary keeps on swinging for the fences as she attacks her accusers.
I'm sure a lot of you may be asking what this new email story is about and why in the world the FBI would decide to jump into an election with no evidence of any wrongdoing. There is no case here.
But even the former DNC committee chairman Ed Rendell cautions Hillary against attacking the FBI. Even the White House doesn't want to condemn the FBI. They are hedging their bets.
You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him. There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program.
You have all the emails, lady.
He
rigged the polls,
that the Emmys
everything.
Were rigged.
He should have gotten it.
This is a mindset. This is how Donald thinks. And it's funny, but it's also really troubling.
Meanwhile, Hillary can't even accept the election process. Reuters reports Democratic Party officials sued Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in four battleground states on Monday, seeking to shut down a poll-watching effort they said was designed to harass minority voters in the November 8th election. In lawsuits filed in federal courts in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Ohio, Democrats argued that Trump and Republican Party officials were mounting a campaign of vigilant voter intimidation that violated the 1965 Voting Rights Act and an 1871 law aimed at the Ku Klux Klan.
So that's what they think of.
Senator Ron Johnson is already preparing Congress for the impeachment hearings should Hillary win. Meanwhile, Trump's numbers keep increasing. Investor Business Daily shows Trump and Clinton tied after Hillary's lead disappeared. The stock market, a bellwether that has called 19 out of 22 elections, has been sliding in the recent weeks, spelling out the country's dissatisfaction of the incumbent Democratic Party's economic nightmare and heralding a win for Donald Trump. Hillary will one way or another have to face the will of the American people, as deplorable as she perceives it to be. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got all the numbers coming in. Mainstream television, mainstream print media is in freefall collapse. Their third quarter revenue is down 97%. Meanwhile, the new independent media, patriotic pro-truth, is exploding. It's all coming up straight ahead with total election coverage.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Clear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Thursday, November 3rd, 2016. We're now just 4 days out. Then one more day and we'll supposedly know who the new El Presidente is. Yeah, it's important to vote and to keep the election honest because November 8th is a very important date. Vote like the world depends on it. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and we have the InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Normally that is just for subscribers and TV stations that pick it up, but starting tonight, right through the election, we're going to have that Nightly News feed, obviously every night posted to the front page of InfoWars.com, as well as emailed out to folks that are part of the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And, of course, we will have a 52-hour live broadcast that kicks off at 11 a.m. Monday, runs right through 24 hours the next day, solid, and then into the next day at 3 o'clock. Then we take a break for a few hours, and the Nightly News comes back with any new developments Wednesday night. Undoubtedly, all the stops have been pulled out when it comes to fake polls, when it comes to media bias, when it comes to Google admittedly gaming the internet and search results for Hillary. Every trick, every dirty trick, every lowdown trick, every underhanded trick, every naked trick, every brazen trick, you name it, they've thrown the kitchen sink at populism with the Brexit and failed, and now they've thrown more than the kitchen sink. They've thrown the bathtub, the plumbing, the drywall, everything at the Donald Trump movement. Trump had the courage to buck the mainstream media. Trump had the instincts to stand up for nationalism. He's not perfect. None of us are, but he's our champion now. And we are 4 days out right now. They're canceling school across the country in many areas. They're admittedly preparing for civil unrest at levels never before seen. The Soros groups have been fully activated. They have increased funding many, many times what it previously was for disruptions. This is the greatest threat this nation has ever faced. That's why there has been counter coups in what's left of the good intelligence community out there in our government, which is substantive, against the globalist coup through Hillary Clinton. And they're just busy rubbing our faces in it. They see how weak the population is in places in trendy areas. They see how weak people are in the Mark Dice videos. They see how dumbed down people are in the statistics. And they just think everyone's like that. And they have total, abject, complete contempt. But more and more they're realizing you may have the majority of people in a mind-numbed, psychological fetal position under mass Stockholm syndrome via learned helplessness and normalcy bias. But you have not moved the Overton window for many of us from our republic to hell that you're trying to basically set up. So coming up today, 4 days out, William Jasper, editor of the New American Magazine, the folks who were first fighting the New World Order starting in 1956. Boy, they've been proven correct in triplicate. He'll be joining us to talk about his views on the world. And then we've got Colonel Tony Schaefer, who, of course, blew the whistle on the government not killing bin Laden in 2000, 2001, ordering stand downs, and, of course, then exposing Benghazi and then exposing Syria. He's been one of our main sources on air and obviously off air. He hasn't given us anything classified, but he's directed us towards things that are already publicly available. And along with his analysis and a lot of other people, we were able to first break what happened with Benghazi and what's currently happening with Obama and Hillary backing Al-Qaeda and other Wahhabist groups known as ISIS out of Saudi Arabia. And that's what Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare for the State Department, the U.S. Army, the Pentagon, Central Intelligence Agency, I mean, he's run operations for all those groups. And he's obviously getting ready to talk about even more on air. He is risking his life big time because he has been where the bodies are buried. You can believe it, overthrowing at least 8 countries. So he'll join us for a full hour tomorrow. We had a great interview yesterday, but I was letting him talk about 80% of the time. But I saw some complaints that I was still saying, hey, get into the counter coup, get into the shadow government, get into what's coming out of this, get into what dirty tricks you might play. I know he was specifically, though, not communicating with the main audience yesterday. He was communicating with people in the intelligence networks and with Uma Abedin and others, letting them know we're coming after you, Wiener and Podesta and others, so you better roll over, which is exactly what the FBI and NYPD are telling him to do right now. So he'll be joining us for an hour tomorrow. I think I'm going to come, in fact, I know I'm going to come in and do a 2-hour broadcast. I mean, I want to rest the crew, but I'm going to come in with a skeleton crew on Saturday and do a couple-hour live roundtable with some folks because I don't want to miss one day as things develop and as things unfold. We normally have the Sunday show, of course, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be here live for that. We may even expand that coverage, and then we go right into Monday with the 52-hour broadcast that kicks off at 11 a.m. right through Super Tuesday, right through November 8th into the 9th. So please, this is about a revolution of awakening. It's already happened. Spread the word about InfoWars.com. Spread the word about other groups that are fighting for the Republic, Breitbart.com, DrudgeReport.com, WorldEndDaily.com, WND.com, A Daily Caller. And my site's not perfect. Drudge isn't perfect. None of us are perfect, but we're not out to get the country. We want prosperity. We want justice. We want to be secure, and that means having our freedoms. And we want the promise of America back. We're fighting for it. And you know that. And so when you spread the videos we're putting out and you spread the articles, which, by the way, we went from like 200 and something on the web to 200 to 198. I'm told the new algorithm really shows, because the way we have our site set up, they're only tracking part of our traffic. But the point is, we're bigger than CNN.com, they now admit. And it's really freaking the establishment out. And InfoWars is only 1/20th or so of all of our reach. When we've got the numbers, it varies like 15 to 25% week to week. We've got all the other platforms, all the other systems. And you put that together, InfoWars dwarfs much of the mainstream media combined. And that's not bragging. It's so you understand how pathetic the enemy is, because I'm not that good. It's that they're that bad. And we're all working together to expose this. If you go to DrudgeReport.com right now, Drudge has a link to the radio shows and TV shows that are covering this live and that are giving you different important, thought-out, not-scripted angles. And he's got us there as a second link so folks can find the broadcast and spread it. That's what this is all about. Safety in numbers. Growing the movement. So many people over the years said, Alex is actually trying to change the government. You'll never do it. Or Alex wants to be the system. No, I don't. I want to return the republic. I want to overthrow the counterfeit globalist system. But yes, if it's selling out to win, then I'm a sellout. No, that's not selling out. Selling out of the current system. I want to change the culture. I'm promoting freedom. I'm promoting choice. I'm promoting justice. I'm promoting classical liberalism, that means real free association, and live your life how you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else. That's just classic Americana, classic common sense, classic Renaissance, classic Enlightenment. I mean, I'm not inventing something new here. I know what we're promoting is a universe better than what the globalists are pushing, because they don't want a big open free society with choice. They want monopolies. And so more and more you see what the future is. It's people that get it. And it's people that understand we're coming together through our independence and then creating something even stronger that can't be stopped. It's a very, very, very exciting time to be alive. And it's the opposite of the globalist collectivism that's centralized. This is the collectivism of there's a restaurant in town that has the very best food. It's going to always have its parking lot jam-packed. It's not collective, it's independent. Independent ideas, though, make it number one. And that's what's happening, is that freedom is being rediscovered, and it's unbelievably exciting. Now, let me get into the big news. When the big FBI announcement came out last Friday, I went out and made some phone calls, and they said, oh, yeah, it's much worse than, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's going to be huge. There's going to be a bunch of indictments. There's no way Hillary's going to get out of this. And I said, well, what are the specifics? Well, we can't tell you the specifics. So I did my report, was saying, oh, my gosh, Hillary's going to get indicted sometime after the election. That's what I've been told, because they don't want to make it political. But she better know to stand down what they found in the 650,000 emails, the rest of it. But what was there was the ongoing investigation that's been happening for a year with the NYPD and others. And you heard about this yesterday from some of our sources we had on air, Doug Hagman. Well, it's in the news today. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's Fox News reporting that multiple FBI sources say indictments are coming and that Hillary is basically in deep trouble. Meanwhile, that ties in again to my last Friday's announcement, or Thursday's announcement, and that ties into this report insider, FBI uncovered Clinton criminal enterprise on Wiener's PC. Looks like sex blackmail. NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary Clinton email, money laundering, sex crimes with children, child exploitation, pay to play, and perjury.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Seems like every day I see another one of these from the New York Times to the LA Times, you name it, where they'll have journalists, sometimes senior journalists, people pretending to be journalists, send out a tweet saying, we need to kill Donald Trump or somebody needs to kill Donald Trump. They do this over and over again. They've done it again. The story's up on Infowars.com. LA Times journalist hopes for Trump's death. Sickening tweet underscores biased media. He says, I would rather see Donald Trump's life end. Stephen Borowick, I think how you pronounce it. It's got some weird selfie of him looking all angelic. These people are all on such little delusional power trips as their diminishing empire seeks beneath the waves of zero credibility. And that was because Time had put out an article saying, see Donald Trump's life in photos. This tweet is from Time, is what the L.A. Times journalist Stephen at Borowick was responding to when he said he wanted to see Trump dead. And again, these are all really soft wimps, but they love Hillary overthrowing countries. They love radical Islamists cutting women's genitals off and murdering Christians by the hundreds of thousands. They get off on totalitarianism as long as it's called leftist. They don't care what Hillary does or how many crimes she commits or, you know, how many Lolita Express flights Clinton's on with known pedophiles. They don't care because it's all about delusion. They're the moral high ground people. They're fighting the racist Donald Trump. It doesn't matter Bill Clinton played golf and wouldn't stop and didn't apologize for playing at a golf course where no blacks were allowed. Can't believe they even still have those. It doesn't matter how many times they've come out and, you know, passed minimum sentencing to, quote, keep the black predators at heel. It doesn't matter if they hang out with Grand Dragons. It doesn't matter if the Dixie Mafia put them in power. It doesn't matter if all these chefs and other people say that they're horrible racists. It's okay because Bill Clinton and Hillary are their racist, and they're all part of a club who have jobs at the L.A. Times and places like that because they go along with the mindless, empty party line. And, hey, that's your business. If you're successfully able to steal this election and install Hillary, to the world's horror and to real liberals like Julian Assange's horror, you will only further accelerate your diminished stature to one that can't be found under a microscope. I mean, you truly are jokes. You are making yourselves obsolete, and you associate the centralized power of a hijacked COG system, continuity of government. You take that whole shadow government bureaucracy that's totally illegitimate, and you think because it's made itself above the law that you, by extension, are above the law, but you're not above the law of public opinion, which is the total system in which you survive. It's your atmosphere. Government corruption can hold on a season longer. You can't. You don't have the power of the purse. But more and more, they want to make you buy your media, like the BBC taxes everybody in the UK that has a television set. Or you want to make us buy big banks' overpriced insurance. So that's where this economy is going. It's where they're going to make us buy their products. But that's not going to work either. History's shown it, and no amount of technocracy is going to ever repair any of this for you. You are true jokes. Now, coming up in the next segment that's longer, I've got Donald Trump, who is now ahead 6 points, not 4 points, but six and growing in mainline polls that oversample. We're going to come back with some of a live speech that Trump is engaged in right now that we have posted on Infowars.com. We're also going to get into the clips where FBI sources tell Fox News Clinton Foundation investigation much bigger and indictments likely. That's what I was told last week. But what the NYPD found in the Wiener investigation is unbelievable. It's worse than I thought and so incredibly reckless dealing with not just paper play, but trafficking in sex. Trafficking reportedly in children. And I was told by high-level sources about 2 weeks ago, let Hillary and the media ignore WikiLeaks. I said this 2 weeks ago. We're trying to not hurt the country irrevocably, but it's like emergency cancer surgery. We may have to just go all the way and release the really bad stuff on Hillary and the Democrats. So they want to engage in thermal nuclear option of setting up a coup in this country. Well, the really bad stuff's going to come out. And I'm told there's FBI agents, you name it, ready to have big press conferences. There's data packets ready to go out to everybody. I mean, they'll have to shut the web off and start a war to get out of this. Right now, she could just sail off, not steal the election, let Trump win it. He's way ahead. But they've got the media and the feds and the UN in place with the European Union to steal the election. And they're intending to in 4 days. So that's the big chicken match. We're all in. Boy, I'd be hitting the knee right now. I know I'm doing it. Praying to God.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on. For your mind.
Donald Trump is in Jacksonville, Florida right now speaking about Obamacare and what a horrible scam it is. And I agree with Trump. I mean, personally, that's one of the things that makes me the maddest about Obama and Hillary is that it's in the WikiLeaks. They plan to bankrupt the economy and implode 1/7 of the economy, that being health care, and then come in with an even worse system after it, administered by private interest, ripping us off. I mean, this is our economy being taken over by criminals that tell the lottery mentality public, that is 40% or so, maybe more, that, hey, you're going to get something free. And they just keep hearing it, and they keep wanting to hear it, even though the engine of free market that made us the wealthiest country in the world has, for all intents and purposes, already been blown up. That's what Trump keeps saying. It's your last chance. They're dismantling the country and its borders now. We're going into globalism. They want you poor. That's because that's the real plan. Trump, again, just doesn't have to be out to get us and have fair trade deals and control our borders and have decent health care. Can pay for all the poor people and then just leave the rest alone. It'd be half the cost they estimate. But they won't do it because they want full control. It's unlimited what they can do. And now they're coming after the guns. But the people know. That's why gun sales broke the all-time previous record again last month. The numbers are out today. Biggest spike yet. That's on InfoWars.com. October gun sales see massive spike. See yet another record broken. People know. But let's go to Donald Trump in Jacksonville, Florida.
Of information is coming in. The FBI agents say their investigation is likely to yield an indictment.
That's right. He's live now, but he backs it up. So back that up again. You hear that? Likely to bring an indictment. The perfect place. I said back up a few minutes. They backed it up like 12 minutes. And there he is saying likely to bring an indictment. Yeah, that's Fox News, Associated Press. They're saying it is just so damning, there's no way to cover it up.
He is investigating how Hillary Clinton put the office of Secretary of State
up for sale.
Up for sale in violation of federal law. The investigation is described as a high priority. It's far-reaching and has been going on for more than 1 year.
Let me tell you what happened.
It was reported that an avalanche of information is coming in.
The intelligence community said we're releasing all the
FBI agents
stuff.
Say their if you don't investigation do it, FBI. Is likely to yield an indictment.
It's called checkmate, Hillary, and all the scum that supported you, and all the filth that backed you. You're as shameful as the Nazis. You are scum. I don't want to hate you, but you are. You deserve hate. You deserve to be despised. You're disgusting. Well, Donald Trump said he liked beautiful women. How evil.
But just remember, the system is rigged. Just remember that. And reports also show the political leadership at the Department of Justice is trying to protect Hillary Clinton and is interfering with the FBI's criminal investigation.
Yeah, they've been appointing Clinton friends and confidants over each investigation. That's in the news. Unprecedented.
By comparison, four-star general just last week, James Cartwright, highly respected, is in very serious trouble for doing a tiny fraction of what Clinton did.
Yeah, they're going
they
after
go
him.
To jail for up to 5 years. Think of it. General Cartwright, last week, four-star general, respected by everybody, a tiny, tiny fraction may go to jail for now 5 years. And General Petraeus's life and reputation has been destroyed.
It's all part of the purge.
For doing nothing, nothing by comparison to what Hillary Clinton did. She shouldn't even be allowed to run for the office of president.
That's right. As I said, she's disqualified because of that. And she stole the nomination.
She allowed.
She stole that.
That is where the system is rigged. She shouldn't be allowed. It was also reported that the laptops of Clinton's top aides, which had been slated for destruction, were not, in fact, destroyed. Good job by the FBI.
Yeah, they ordered the FBI to destroy it.
And that the FBI has been successfully using them to gather information for their criminal investigation. Further, they have found new emails as part of the 650,000 emails just recently found. Can you imagine 650,000? What do these people do? No wonder nothing gets done in government.
That's what I said a few days ago. I mean, how are they controlling so much stuff?
I guess
stuff?
You'll say those 650. Remember the 33? Well, the 650,000 also, the wedding and some yoga, right?
That's what she said,
finally,
the wedding and some yoga.
Finally, that no less than five foreign intelligence agencies successfully hacked into Clinton's illegal and secure server, which contained classified information, creating an ongoing security threat to the United States.
And by the way,
States.
They're now saying, when I said years ago, they were selling it all. That's why there's 650,000. Hillary
so
was part of it.
For
it was
doing
a bizarre.
So little by comparison. Think of it.
They were selling it all.
Hillary Clinton has engaged in a massive, far-reaching criminal conduct and equally far-reaching cover-up. She created an illegal email server to shield and guard her activity. So simple. So simple. Should have happened a long time ago, folks. Now we're going through phase two, which sounds like it's even worse than phase one. Should have happened in phase one. But she was protected by the Department of Justice.
And we have all the WikiLeaks that are even more of them shut. That's the key, Donald.
She illegally transmitted confidential information and then lied about it to Congress. She illegally destroyed federal records, including 33,000 emails, after receiving a congressional subpoena. And she made 13 phones disappear, some with a hammer. Who in this room has gotten rid of a phone and then smashed the hell out of it with a hammer? Anybody? Raise your hand, please. Raise your hand. I see one hand over there. I see a hand there. What business are you in? I want to know. No, I don't want to know. I don't want to meet her. She engaged in corrupt pay-for-play at the State Department for personal enrichment. She lied to the FBI, and she lied to the American people many, many times. Remember, she lied 39 times. I don't recall.
All right, we're going to come back to more of this in a few minutes. That's Donald Trump in Jacksonville, Florida. Very, very powerful information. You can feel it. You can intellectually see it. You can mathematically calculate it. Hillary's done. And I'm not somebody that says things like that so it becomes reality. Everybody knows I'm a pessimist. She's done. Unless her and Obama try to start a nuclear war or something as a distraction, which has been done before. I mean, not nuclear war, but leaders have started big wars when they're on the verge of being removed or basically overthrown. And if anybody is overloaded with chutzpah and hubris, it's Hillary Clinton. I mean, I was watching the news last night, Obama running around saying a vote for Trump is a vote to persecute women. This guy funded Al-Qaeda and ISIS, murdering women, enslaving women, selling them into sex slavery. All the rappers they have in the White House that openly sing about date rape and pushing some of the most degenerate garbage ever. It's just the total hypocrisy when they're thousands of times worse than Donald Trump. It staggers the mind that their constituents buy into this delusion. It really is mind-boggling. We shot a special report on it that you should send out to everybody. Shocking. Michelle Obama and Hillary caught glamorizing date rape promoters. But it gets worse. There's these weirdo Lena Dunham and all these unfunny comedians that Hollywood pushes that with straight faces get up on TV and go, they have ABC News specials about why she loves Hillary. And then it turns into an 8-minute piece on why white males are the problem. And as soon as we get rid of them, everything will be great. And then the white males all come and sit with their families and hear how bad they are from her, as if white males are some unified group causing trouble. Imagine you said that about Jews or black people or Hispanics. It would be the most racist thing ever. But it's the establishment trying to organize women and minorities into their own race-based cult so that you can't work with people, so that you're incompatible, and so you don't become upwardly mobile in society. The truth is, you go to Indonesia 50 years ago, and you're not Indonesian, you're not getting a job or moving up in that culture. You go to someplace in Germany or Japan, same deal. That was just what cultures did. Somehow the white males are the only people that ever had a culture or a country. And then it's Christians that create the true original multiculturalism of an open society and actually end the more primitive associations of humans, and then that gets hijacked by people that are using it to destroy any culture and bring in a plastic corporate culture where we're all in each other's throats. Classic racism, classic sexism, classic stereotype, with just these reeling, upset, crazy white women mainly, just freaking out that they hate men, they've run them off, they're totally alone, they've got their girlfriend, that's not making them happy. They're totally freaked out, they're just screaming, white men, white men. You know, when you drive down the road, see a white guy driving an exterminator truck, or see a white guy working on the side of the road, or see a white, you know, guy mowing somebody's yard, you drive by, there's a Hispanic guy doing it, a black guy, it's just working class people who are hardworking and go home and go to their kid's baseball game, and their wife takes care of him when he's sick, he takes care of her. They try to go on vacation. They try to live their life. They try to go to a football game. And then they're just sitting there hearing how they did something. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm a white male, folks. I don't know where all these special little privileges and things are. I mean, I'm sure there's something there. But the whole point is, this is all just wealth. If it's so bad, why does everybody want to get here? Because this is where the Christians, and we did a lot of bad stuff in this country. It was all a free-for-all. The Indians were all killing each other. I use that word so I'm being politically correct, saying Native Americans. They were all killing each other. They'd kill you if you wouldn't help, you know, go out the other tribe they didn't like. That's no judgment on them. That's how humans operate. They just know the public doesn't have any real history. And so the world's always been about conquest and domination, and it's Christianity that's tried to stop that and make it about free association and free will. And it's real Christianity, not the little fake church, you know, that just wants your money and to make you feel guilty. That's the opposite of Western civilization. But the real church is what created the prosperity, the freedom, women's revolution. It's what said, we need to build everybody up. We need to build the third world up. Then they turned back against that the last 100 years and said, oh, white man's burden. You know, Rudyard Kipling, how dare you try to build up the third world? Don't do that. Well, that was the British government changing its view and saying, no, we're going to keep folks in squalor. We're not going to build these people up. That decision was made by the late 40s. That's in the Royal Commission on Population. But see, I'm not a pseudo-intellectual. I actually read the history books from different perspectives. I actually do the research. I know the game plan. Now, I've got a few clips I want to play that are so illuminating, because we've got Weld, who from the beginning is a basically Democratic Party operative. We've had the Democratic Party take over the Libertarians. Libertarians, the party itself, for recognition, totally sold out their name forever. I don't want to be known as Libertarian now. They have really, really, really done a number on themselves. He's out endorsing Hillary on the campaign trail. And then Gary Johnson is this arrogant, he acts like a crazy, power-tripping six-year-old. He was in my offices a year ago, and I mean, I told people, I said, something's wrong with that guy. And now you see him degenerating in public, just a complete lunatic in my view. So, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, I thought rubber room time or something. So, I don't know what's going on, but man, this is so obvious as a little pissant third-party run to derail Trump, who's taking over the Republican Party. That's what's happening here. 4 days left. You think there's going to be another big October surprise? I do. I think they're going to dig up some more crap. I think they throw everything they can at Trump, but it is quite a time to be alive right now. We're going to come back and go to more of Trump's speech and kind of dole that out to the rest of the broadcast today. But before I go any further, in these times, it's important to have high-quality, storable food. And we've gone out and found the biggest, best, high-quality company. We've been working with them 8 years. One of the largest in the nation because they've scaled up. They have high quality at very low prices, My Patriot Supply. We sell their entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have it private labeled under the label InfoWars Select, their full catalog. Normally 10% below whatever their biggest special is at the time. We're always changing it as new specials come in. We're under a contract with them. Because, again, they have other distributors. We're the biggest because of this, the private labeling. 30 to 40% off. We're running a special. We only do every few months. Used to be just every once a year, but things are moving so fast. Things are unfolding so fast. We're doing the special more often. Take advantage of it. The purchase also helps fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Hundreds of different packages, different meals, special diets, whatever you want, it's there. And we have a new product. I haven't really rolled out yet, but it's here, so we're selling it. It's the ultimate. I mean, for the price. I mean, I'm sure they got stuff you can get from a, you know, cosmetics top, I mean, even medical doctors that deal with skin, you can probably get something better that costs thousands of dollars. I mean, some of the stuff's incredibly expensive. This is $29.95 with the organic, concentrated, known compounds for healthy skin, hair, nails. I'm really proud of it. It took a lot of time. I actually had a bottle of it in here earlier. I guess somebody took it out. No, here it is. It's a BioPCA hair and nail formula, and I'm going to cut a piece soon, an ad breaking down the different compounds that are in it and what they've been connected to and what they do. But it contains 10,000 mcg of biotin per serving with collagen, proteins, folate, and more. Just two vegetable capsules daily, 60 in the bottle. Very, 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 very proud of it because, again, the leading competitors out there are $60 to $100. And the thought is if you charge six, seven times markup, that then somehow people think it's worth it and pay it. No, this is top of the line that you would get from a dermatologist. This is top of the line for $29.95. We can sell it for $100 easily. And folks, it's got a 80% markup on it. That's how we fund the operation. I'm not putting a 200, 300, 400% markup on it. No, this is super high quality. Just like Knockout is $19.95, and there's no other sleep aid out there over the counter like it. InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have this governor openly endorsing Hillary Clinton. And I said 6 months ago, the guy's a Democrat. He goes out and badmouths Trump everywhere. Gary Johnson clearly is a surrogate for Hillary. He's a total buffoon. He's a total travesty. He's a total joke. And you've got folks sitting it out going, I'm not going to be part of either party. But, you know, I'm just going to take the high road and be for third parties. I'd be all for third parties if we were trying to build an alternate idea. Trump is the Americanism against globalism taking over the Republican Party. And I know that's known, but the Democratic Party has taken over the Libertarian Party, a party that had a lot of good people and a lot of good ideas, and it's sickeningly disgusting. And we should hear the party coming out and criticizing Weld and criticizing Johnson. We're not. It's despicable. And that's why he's gone to 2 to 3 points in major polls from upwards of 9 points. He is a joke. A total joke. And they're hoping he takes enough points from Trump to put Hillary into office. We've got major evidence, too, of election manipulation. We're going to be getting to her in a moment. But first, here's Governor Weld, another fake stuff shirt, pseudo-intellectual with a fake intellectual accent. I mean, these people are a plague on this nation.
I can't imagine that you wouldn't tell a person in North Carolina or Ohio to vote for Hillary Clinton if the choice they were making was between giving the Libertarian Party 5% or potentially electing Donald Trump. Because you guys don't have a chance against Donald Trump, and she does. And if they vote for you, you're helping. They would be helping to elect Donald Trump. The Libertarian Party hasn't treated you great if they're putting out statements that you disagree with over your own name. Even now, this one week before the election, I can't imagine that your loyalty to them is stronger than your fear of Trump's president.
Well, I'm here vouching for Mrs. Clinton, and I think it's high time somebody did, and I'm doing it based on my personal experience with her, and I think she's deserves to have people vouch for her other than members of the Democratic National Committee, mm-hmm. So I'm here to do that.
So, it's all pre-scripted. Rachel Maddow with almost no audience, a couple hundred thousand viewers, total joke, knows she's a joke, propped up there, knows Hillary's a monster, even spoken out against her when she was, quote, pro-Bernie Sanders. Total intellectual frauds at the end of their days, politically, sitting there, oh, your party's treated you terrible. No, it's let you come in, it's let you piss all over it, it's let you do whatever you want, and then they invert reality again, because here's the guy that's come in, lied about who he is, taken over, tried to get Hillary in, committed basically fraud politically, taking the donations of libertarians that believed in him. He's a hijacker. And then she turns it around. Oh, the libertarians aren't treating you good, you poor baby. What are you going to do? What are you going to say for that? Well, I'm here to vouch for Hillary because she deserves it. And then it gets worse. Here's another clip. Weld suggests America ignores Clinton's emails. Yeah, Weld, how you going to feel when all the Wiener stuff and the paper play and the Epstein plane comes out and that Hillary was using it to blackmail people? How you going to feel then if that comes out, Weld? There's no end to these people. They're such jokes. When you're around them, they're like walking into walls and just stumbling around. They're just dumb. They're just nobody sellouts that the system goes and uses to throw in front of the American people. They are dishonor. They are fraud. They are deceit. They are anti-Americanism. They are the enemy. They are anathema. They are cancer. They are everything you don't want to be. Everything, if you're a young person growing up, you don't want to be. These people are abominations to freedom. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the scams they're undoubtedly already preparing, like projections. We're going to look for early network projections starting Monday and Tuesday. They already tried it with early voting, but Trump's winning so bad they don't want to talk about it. See, it's hard to beat a landslide, but they've still got tricks up their sleeve. We'll be back. Stay with us. Hour number two straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your